Southern California Chinese American Oral History Project, jointly sponsored by the UCLA Asian American Studies Center and the Chinese Historical Society of Southern California. This is an interview of Stella C. Lewis on April 24th, 1982, The Evening by Munson Kwok, continuation, tape number 3. Interview in San Luis Obispo at Mrs. Lewis's home. Stella, I'd like to hear more about this restaurant. You're just about telling me that you started up and moved uptown to a big fancy place. This is Chinese food now?
Yeah, Chinese and American.
It
was really a beautiful place. But when we had the small place before we moved, you know, the high school kids all started to hang around. And make it a hangout.
And was that good for business, or was it
no? Yeah, but they were a nuisance. And then when we moved up, it was a real classy place. We couldn't get rid of the kids.
Whereabouts was it located? This
right
real
on
good
the
place,
right downtown. And we couldn't get rid of the high school kids. They kept hanging around. We couldn't do anything, and it was too nice for a thin place like that.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, and we had that for quite a while, about 15 years.
15 years.
That we were involved with it about 15 years, and then my brother took it over.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So business was pretty good.
Well, anyway, it was a depression, and business was kind of tight. But by the time 15 years, the war started, see.
And that helped
a
lot.
And we had thousands of men out here at the camp.
That's right. There's an army camp nearby,
Camp
San Luis.
Business
yeah.
picked up right now.
Uh-huh. And you served Chinese American all the time.
Yeah.
You hired your cook from...
We had a Chinese cook and an American cook.
Oh, I see. And what about staff? Who were they?
My brother did all the book work. He worked at the theater too, just like Young did. See?
Oh.
But he would get through. I did what I could,
uh-huh.
And then he would come in after he got through work and then do the book work.
Mm-hmm.
But all the rest of the time, I had to do what I could.
Mm-hmm. You open for lunch, dinner.
Yeah, opened at 11 and closed at 12 night.
That's 12 night. That's long hours.
Yeah, too long.
You were telling me it was really, really hard work.
That was foolish, yeah.
Yeah.
But we opened late to get the theater people.
Oh, okay. You were still close enough to the theater so they would
right
come to you.
Right next door.
Right next door. This was the fancy place or the little place?
No, it's the one that burnt down.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, it was right next to that.
Mm-hmm. So you had one restaurant all this time. You said you went from a tiny place next to a theater to a great big place.
Well, and then from one theater to the other theater.
Oh, I see. It was still next to a theater.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, the first one was just a little sandwich and candy shop.
Uh-huh. No Chinese food.
No.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think we were talking in the hall, and you said the name, Young said the name of the restaurant was,
Golden Dragon.
The Golden Dragon, yes. So you folks had the business until, sometime in the middle of the war, you turned it over to your brother?
When the war started, and we quit in about 44, 40 something.
Yeah.
Just when the war began.
Yeah. What do you remember about the war affecting San Luis? This big army camp, lots of young single men running around.
Just thousands of men running around the street. All the girls from up and down the coast were there.
Is that right?
It was a madhouse.
Did the ladies of the town try to do anything to help the war effort?
No. Well, everybody got in, Red Cross, all that kind of stuff.
Did you get in that kind of thing,
yeah,
to help out?
We all, everybody had an effort, did something, and after we got out of the restaurant business, well, then I went into the Red Cross, and they put me in charge of feeding the people who we expected to come rushing into San Luis if anything happened, Los Angeles or San Francisco. They were all supposed to come here, see, because this is the safest place.
Interesting, yeah.
And we had to feed them and take care of them and all. See.
Uh-huh.
And I was in charge of the cooking, the feeding program.
That's because you happen to have experience with a restaurant.
I guess so. Now yeah. We all took first aid and all that kind of yeah. stuff.
So what did you do in the feeding program? What things did you
well,
have to plan?
Organize the group to and where to go and what to do and things
yeah.
like that.
So did you work with a whole bunch of ladies?
Yeah, the whole corps.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
See, we were all supposed to go out to the Poly Grove, and I was in charge of telling them what to do and all that kind of stuff.
Uh-huh. Is this about the time you got to know some of the ladies, the other ladies in the town better on a social level?
Yeah, I probably knew practically everybody in town by then.
Uh-huh. You had mentioned earlier that sometimes everything was very businesslike, but about...
Well, I was talking back in the teens and the 20s.
Yeah, but by the 30s, everybody was becoming
sure.
pretty friendly, and there was really no problem whether you're Chinese or not, I guess, yeah. So throughout the war, you concentrate on the Red Cross. Was there any other things that you helped out in the war effort?
Oh, I can't remember now. I just did whatever they, you know, whatever came up to do.
Was there ever any something coming from San Francisco or Los Angeles about helping China?
No.
Since China was an ally? Yeah. Bonds or anything like that that came by San Luis?
No, I don't think so. I don't remember.
Mm-hmm. Well, before the war, I guess, when did the old gentleman, Al Luis, pass away? It was probably...
Oh, he died in the 30s sometime. I can't remember now.
In the 30s. Is there anything...
Six, I think it was, or something like that.
Is there anything particular you remember about those events, since he was a very prominent member of the town?
Was he?
Well, he was, but you remember anything particular about that incident?
About his passing?
His passing. Very large funeral, or...
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was it a major town event again? Was it a major town event?
An awful
dignitaries turning out, or...
Yeah, there was a lot of people there.
Yeah.
I remember.
Yeah. People making speeches, or?
Not too many.
Yeah. The Christian burial, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You told me, in fact, that he was buried in Roman Catholic cemetery, was it?
Mm-hmm.
But he wasn't Roman Catholic in the end.
No. He had one of his daughters had joined the Catholic Church.
Oh, I see.
She yeah. had died.
Oh, yeah. Which daughter was that?
Oh, I don't know. Young said that she was about 10 years old when she died.
Oh, this is
died.
Very young,
yeah.
So you really never knew her. Yeah. Well, coming back to the war effort, any other things you remember about happening in San Luis during the war? That were different?
Of course, we were very prominent in selling war bonds.
Oh, mm-hmm. You were personally very active in that, too?
Yeah, Young and I both were.
I see. Did you bring rallies, or did you set up rallies?
Well, he made exhibits, and he did a lot of stuff for him. Made signs for him, and built a great big thermometer, and so that put it up. And downtown, across from the post office, and it kept telling how much money they had collected, you know, in the war bonds.
And the drives were very successful, as you remember?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Raised lots of money.
Oh, that's great. That's great. When did the involvement with Cal Poly begin with such great activity?
Well, he's been active in it ever since he graduated, 1923.
All the time. He was active in the alumni, yeah. And he was saying today that he was active in one of their engineering clubs out there.
He organized the engineering club.
Called Polyphase, was it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's been active there ever since he graduated.
He organized it, yeah.
Well, he organized the electrical engineering club.
Did he have many meetings, very frequent meetings?
Not too many, no.
Yeah.
There were only 7 graduates to be when he graduated.
To start, but they build from there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Were you present at any of these meetings, help out, or
was
were they in the house?
No, I had nothing to do with it.
Nothing to do with it in those years. When did you get involved with the Poly activity yourself, since in these recent times they know both of you?
I was involved more or less, but not like he was.
Uh-huh.
I had an interest in it and all, but not like he was.
Were you helping the students at an early time, those that needed help?
No,
or?
Not until the Chinese students came in. When they started getting so many Chinese students, that's when we took an interest in them.
And when would that be?
Oh, gee, I don't know. I can't remember.
Probably wouldn't be before World War II, though. Yeah.
And we were the one, Young was the one that organized the Chinese Students Club.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't remember how long ago it was.
Yes.
At that time, I think there was about around 50 Chinese students at that time when we first started organizing them.
Uh-huh. But during the war, anyway, Cal Poly wasn't much of a school. Wasn't the campus taken over by the Army base?
After the war, it was when the government sent these ex-soldiers there for training, you know, like when they left the Army, they gave them I guess they paid their tuition or something, sent them to learn a trade or something like that. Because we had a lot of sailors and also from the Army, too.
Oh, that was the main thing that let Poly really grow at that time.
Yeah, they sent them over here to study.
Yeah.
That was in the 20s.
Yeah. Did you host any of the sailors or soldiers in your home, or did the community take them in since they were boys?
We got acquainted with quite a few of them.
Set up programs of entertainment for them, USO? Or?
Yeah, they had USO on there. I was quite active in USO business because I belonged to these women's club, and the women's club were asked to help out and host the dances and parties they gave for the soldiers that were at camp, you know.
Oh.
And so every week a group of us went out to the dance and kind of took charge and, you know, the refreshments and all for them and danced with the kids.
Oh, a very good activity. When did you join this women's club? You recollect?
Well, the first one, the Business and Professional Women's Club, was organized in 32, I think, or 31, because last year we celebrated the 50th anniversary.
Oh, my.
And I joined that about 3 months after they organized
it. You're practically a founding member. And that's because of your restaurant business at that time.
And then the Serafimus Club, I didn't join then until 48 because we took over the studio in 47, and the Throckmorton's Club is a business woman's club, something like Rotary Club.
I see. To
be in business a year before you're eligible for membership.
Was the Seroptimus a new organization of San Luis?
It was at that time.
I see.
And then we had the Monday Club, this women's social club. And I joined that. I don't know, 40, 50 years ago, something like that.
Oh, my. Very, very early.
Yeah. They were having a big drive trying to raise money to build this clubhouse that they've got.
I see.
And that was when I joined then, because I was doing a lot, we were doing a lot of work for them and helping them, to raise money.
In your day for these groups, then, you must have raised a lot of funds.
Oh, yeah.
For a lot of good purposes.
Yeah.
Huh?
And then I belonged to the, after we opened the studio, we belonged to Professional Photographers of California.
Oh, I see. I noticed the Monday Club, you have an award from them, from last year or the year before. They must think you're very special.
You mean the one hanging out there?
I saw it, yeah.
Well, that was for 40 years.
40
membership,
years.
40 years
My
membership.
Lord.
Uh-huh. See, I belong to it over 50 years now.
Wow, that's impressive. You hold office in these different clubs?
Well,
they ever get you to work as an officer?
Not in the Monday Club.
Uh-huh.
Because it was purely a social club, and I thought, to me, it took up too much of my time unnecessarily.
Yeah. They didn't necessarily do anything like raise scholarship money or anything like that.
Because all they did was socialize and play cards and stuff of that sort. And to me, that was a waste of time. Take up your whole day to go over there and, fool around like that.
But you participated some. I guess you learn how to play cards.
Not in that. In some of the things they do, I participated in.
Uh-huh.
But just to go to fool around, to waste your time, I didn't go.
Yeah.
But they had some things that I was interested in, and I would go to it.
Uh-huh. Would they have lectures or speakers coming in?
Yeah, when they had something like that interesting, I would
go.
But Business and Professional Woman Club, I held all the offices, and when it came to being president, I backed out. I wouldn't take it. They talked and talked to me, tried to get me to do it, but I didn't want it.
But
in Seroptimus Club, that was different. I was president of that one in 55.
Uh-huh.
No, 55? Yeah, 1955.
Yeah.
I was served as president.
How'd you find the experience? Was it was it a rewarding experience to have been president?
They're all dedicated businesswomen. You have to own your own. It's like a Rotary Club. You have to own your own business or be the head of some organization and before you're eligible for membership.
Young is very active in Rotary, isn't he?
In Rotary, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. When did he get involved? About the same time, or?
He has belonged to Rotary since 42, I think it is.
Uh-huh.
Way back in there.
Yeah. What led you folks to decide to open up a photo studio? Suddenly you got interested in photography.
Well, he'd always liked photography.
Yeah.
And this fellow that was a friend of ours, a friend of his, that had this little old studio downtown where that restaurant is, or where the creek runs under it,
Oh, yeah.
And he died. This fellow died. So Young thought, well, I guess we'll take a whirl out. We didn't have anything else to do. That is, I wasn't doing anything. So we bought it.
Well, your daughter's gone in Chicago and...
She was in San Francisco.
San Francisco, yeah.
So when she was working for a very fancy photographer up there,
Oh, all right.
And it was very interesting. It looked pretty good.
Uh-huh.
So we thought, well, we'll try it, monkey around with it.
Was she married at that time, your daughter?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Did you get a chance to see each other very often?
Oh, yeah. Always up there.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. So you, at this period, you spent a lot of time traveling together, you and Young.
Traveling.
You went up to San Francisco.
Chase back and forth. That isn't traveling, going to San Francisco.
You don't think that's traveling? Still about 200 miles. Yeah. How about Los Angeles? In this period, did you have much chance to come on down to Los Angeles?
Well, you'd run back and forth just for the fun of it, you know.
Yeah.
It's just a short thing. It isn't like you're going on a trip or anything like that.
Well, I think it is to have come and visit you folks. It's it's a big. I enjoy it very much. But
we just jump on a train or the bus and go down to Los Angeles, see a show, and come home again.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You go down. You go on a bus because the bus has better schedule. Yeah. You go down on the bus in the morning and go to the show, and then after the show you go and have dinner and catch another bus and come home.
During this time, did you spend, spending much time in Chinatown down there in this period? You wouldn't necessarily go to eat in Chinatown.
Going around Chinatown's a waste of time.
Yeah, you wouldn't eat there.
Oh, we might go there and eat, and that's all.
That's it.
Yeah, but you don't spend any time there.
Do you have any friends in Los Angeles about this period?
Oh, yeah, lots of friends.
Yeah. Would you stop by and see them a lot, or?
Depends.
Yeah. Yeah. About this time, you must have gotten to know the Leons, or was that later?
Hmm?
The Leons.
Leons? Oh, we've known Leons for years and years and years. They're old theater people.
I see.
Theatrical people.
Yeah.
And we've known them for an awful long time.
Go ahead, please.
But it's just like so many other people that we know. We've known them for a long, long time. Very good friends, but we just don't get close. Not close friends, see?
Yeah.
But for some reason or other, we picked up with these people.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's one of those things.
Sure. You pick up and then you don't do as much for a while and then you pick up again.
Yeah.
The theater, knowing theater people, how does that come about? Is that because of Young's activity and his business and so on?
Because they come to San Luis, play in the theater, you get acquainted with them, and some of them you take a liking to, and you keep in touch with them.
So Young is always kind of related to the theater.
He's
always at least helping out around there. Sometimes the theater is used for stage shows then. Not just for movies.
Like stage shows. We met all the very famous people.
Uh-huh.
And
can you remember some of them that you and Young have met?
No, I can't remember.
Yeah.
Ethel Barrymore.
She played in San Luis?
Yeah.
My Lord.
Oh, all
great
those,
actress.
All those big names.
Yeah. So you started the studio, and then Young and you ran the studio, and how long did that go on?
Well, I wouldn't say...
It's still going on, isn't it?
We ran the studio. No, he was working at the theater.
Uh-huh.
I had to do all the work.
He took the pictures.
I did.
Oh, you also took the pictures?
Did all the other work, too.
The developing, the printing, the color work?
Well, if it was regular photography, weddings, all that, kids and all that kind of stuff.
Uh-huh.
I did it.
Uh-huh.
But if it was some glamorous-looking gal wanted her picture taken, he would take it.
He's in charge of the special situations, right? Well, I think that's, of course, if it's a good-looking guy, I guess you would handle that. Is that right? So during this period, because of the studio, then is there more involvement with Polly, or that just comes as a side thing?
Well, during the time we had the studio, and for a long time after we left the studio, we took all the Queen's pictures, the Polly Royal Queen's pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And we...
Was that from the beginning? No, it couldn't be from the beginning, because the Queen is 50 years old.
When we had a studio, When we had the studio, it was when we started. Because by then we were doing real good photography, you know, and not Mickey Mouse stuff.
Did you have someone helping you, or was it still just you pretty much doing all the work?
No, just the two. Well, I had women doing different things, you know, in there. You know, there's a lot of work in the studio.
Oh, yes, there
and
is.
And when I was out on a job, somebody had to be in the studio, see.
Mm-hmm. What sort of cameras would you use?
It was an Eastman camera.
Eastman, large negative frame.
Oh, great big camera. You had to crank it up, you know, and up and down like that.
Yeah. So you specialize in portraits, of course, because that's what most people wanted.
Portraits and wedding.
Were there any other shops like yours in town, other photo studios? Or?
Yes, several.
Yeah. So did you find that to be pretty competitive business?
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Yeah.
But you know how it is. Some people like this one, some people like the other guy, and you got your
friends. Your friends, and that's how it works, yeah. So the studio in that location, I guess, continued for how long?
Well, what happened was that it was in an old building, see, and the roof leaked.
This is right by the Mission, isn't it?
Yeah, right across from the Mission, right where that nice Sebastian store.
That fancy restaurant is.
Yeah, and the creek ran underneath it, see.
Uh-huh.
Well, anyway, the roof was bad. So they told us that if we would close down for about 5 weeks, they would put a new roof on.
Mm-hmm.
And move our stuff out, and they'd put a new roof on. So we thought, oh, well, we'll take a 5-week vacation. So we moved all our stuff out, and we went back east, took a 5-week vacation, expecting to come back and find the place all finished, you know, with a new roof and everything. And they came back and found out they hadn't done anything. In fact, they had torn the place down.
Oh.
When they went, asked for a permit to fix the roof, they condemned the place because it wasn't in good condition. They wouldn't let them fix it. They had to build a new one over again.
Oh, dear.
And so then we started looking around different places around town trying to find another location, and we couldn't find anything, so finally we just, you know, the heck with it. So we moved our equipment here. See, we used this, and he got a short lens on for the camera, so that we could take, you know, don't have to have such a long thing. So we were working here, and then we did...
You mean you would set up a portrait room in the house?
Yeah, here, see.
The room we're sitting in.
In this room.
Oh. Mm-hmm. And your customers would come into your house, and the customers would come into your house, and they would do it here?
Oh. We didn't advertise or anything, you know, but people would come here.
Mm-hmm.
And we did school portraits for a long time. Seniors for the school book.
The yearbook?
Yeah, for the yearbook. We did that for a long time, too.
Oh.
And then we did the Queen every year. We did special portraits. But, you see, we could do it because we took people by telephone. If they telephoned and they had, you didn't want to do it, you just tell them you didn't have time, so you didn't take them. But if it's somebody or something that you wanted to do, okay, you come certain times.
Mm-hmm.
So we could pick and choose.
Mm-hmm.
So that was fine. And then one of the studios downtown got mad about it because they wanted all the business, and so they went and filed a complaint with the city and said that we were doing business in a no business zone. See, this
residential zone.
This is a no business zone, and it's a one house, one family to a house.
Yeah.
See.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, it happened that the mayor lived across catty cornered over there on that corner, see, from us. So when it came up to the city council, I went up there to see what the heck was going on, what they're saying. So the mayor said, well, I live across the street from him. He said, I haven't seen anything that I could complain about. So they dismissed it.
That helped it out. When did you folks move the business to the house? Hmm? When did you folks move the business to the house? When did they tear your shop down?
Oh, that was in... '55, '56, something like that.
Oh.
Somewhere in there, I don't remember.
So the business has continued here pretty much ever since, depending on how you folks...
Well, we got it. Oh, it got to be so much work, too much work. And the funny part was it, and we started doing hair.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, I don't know how I could tell you that. But anyway, it got to be so that it's too much work.
Well, I think that that's enough. That's okay. I guess all those years, during the war years, say, where did you live? Did you...